This is a big one, Bob, because you know, especially and you share in your book in today's day in with emails and social media and everything, misunderstandings or thinking one person really means one thing when they mean another. Can you help us to understand the clash of belief systems that you talk about in the book?
Yeah, this is very important. This is principle number two, understand the clash of belief systems. What is a belief? Well, a belief is simply a subjective truth. It's the truth as we understand the truth to be, based on the way we see the world. We all see the world through our own unique lens. This belief system is based on a combination of upbringing, environment, schooling, news media, television shows, movies, popular culture, society's mores, everything we touch, taste, see, hear, smell, what have you, everything that comes into our mind. Now it's formed, and this is really, it's our operating system. It kind of is the basis of everything we think and in our opinions and everything. And it's formed very young. It's formed very young. And as it's being formed, we're not critical. When I say critical, I don't mean in a negative way, but I mean in a thinking way. We're not critical of everything that gets put in our mind. We're not saying, you know, what's their premise? Well, you know, why is this true? Has this been proven? Where did they learn it from? You know, and so forth. And so we learn these things that we just accept as truths for no other reason that they were handed to us. And of course, these truths were handed to them, all, you know, since probably, I guess, the days of the cave person. And you know, these ideas took on. Now, a lot of these beliefs that run our operating system, some of them, by the way, are good. I mean, remember, though, a lot of them began as survival mechanisms. And for example, we needed to believe certain things and know that they were realistic. The cave person who was out, you know, hunting for their dinner every night, they had to know that the sound that they just heard was going to have the same meaning tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Is this sound they heard that of a potential dinner or that of a potential diner? You know, they had to know. So some of these, now, fortunately, we're not in that flight or flight survival type of mode, but it doesn't matter. It still works. It still counts. And we still have a lot of these beliefs just based on things that no longer serve us. Now, some beliefs do serve us, but it's a matter of chance. You just hope that you are given the right beliefs that are serving. Basically, Dan, we are run by a belief system that we don't even know we have. Okay? And we think we're being logical, but we're not. We have these beliefs. This way of looking at the world is seeing the world, certain truths, and that's just how we're run. Now, let's add to this the fact that the other person with whom you're about to have this perhaps difficult transaction, they are also run by their own set, their own unique set of beliefs. Neither of you are aware that you're run by this set of beliefs. Now, let's take it a step further. As human beings, we tend to believe that everybody sees the world as we see the world. Remember, it's the only way we know of the world. That's why you hear people say, well, you know, yeah, everybody thinks that. Nobody likes that. No one would ever. I would never do that to someone. Well, no, you wouldn't, because your belief system would say that's wrong, but that's not the other person. So that's where I say we need to understand the clash of belief systems. So in order to deal effectively in this situation, it's not that you have to understand their belief system. We don't even understand our own belief systems. We think we do, but we don't. But no, we don't have to understand theirs. We simply have to understand that their belief system is most likely very, very different from our belief system. And as long as we realize that and understand it, now we've created the environment where we can act accordingly and create a win for everyone involved.